Moving on now, the New York Times reports that the US is escalating a secret war in Afghanistan despite an official end to foreign combat mission in the country. According to the report, the US has increased secret night raids in Afghanistan since October. That's when American and Afghan commandos found a laptop computer with files allegedly detailing Al-Qaeda operations in Afghanistan and neighboring Pakistan. The New York Times cited unnamed American and Afghan officials as saying that US forces are playing direct combat roles in many of the raids and are not acting as advisors. US said foreign forces formally ended combat operations in Afghanistan in December, with only 13,000 troops remaining there in an advisory role. Night raids by foreign forces have in the past sparked public anger in Afghanistan over civilian casualties they left. The ISIL Takfiri militants have launched an artillery and rocket attack on a US-run base in western Anbar province. The Ain al-Assad airbase is located close to the town of al-Baghdadi, in northwest of the provincial capital Ramadi. The base is home to 400 US Marines who train Iraqi forces in their fight against the ISIL terrorists. The group has claimed that its members have captured the base, but Iraqi officials and the Pentagon have denied the claim. Iraqi military forces killed at least 8 would-be bombers who were trying to sneak into the base. On Thursday, the ISIL claimed that it has advanced on al-Baghdadi, but Iraqi security forces and tribal fighters say they have pushed ISIL back and that the town is under their full control. The Syrian army's advance south of the capital has cut militant supply lines and foiled their plans to attack Damascus. Press News' Mohammed Ali has accompanied army units in newly liberated areas.
This is the main road linking Damascus to its southern countryside and Daraa city, which militants continuously are struggling to take. Press TV accompanied Syrian army troops to a number of towns secured there as a result of a successful military operation in the south of Syria.
We are now in Deir Maker, a town which the Syrian army secured in the southern countryside of Damascus as part of a wide military operation launched there.
There are no civilians in the secured towns, as they had escaped the violence of the militant groups, namely Al-Az Brigades and Al-Nusra Front. So schools, mosques and residential houses were turned into bases of militants here.
We are always ready at any time and any place. Our weapons are always loaded. We killed all militants here and will continue our war on terrorism.
Al-Danaji is another town purged of militants. Army personnel showed us some of the residential houses militants were using. In this backyard, they had tens of missiles hidden.
We found these missiles. We dug here and found many more. They were preparing themselves well to launch attacks.
The missiles have a range of 25 kilometers and can reach the capital. Huge amounts of food and medical supplies were also stored in Deir Maker and Al-Danaji in the southern countryside of Damascus, signaling militants' preparedness for a long battle. Militants' plan was to join forces with other militant groups near the capital and launch an attack from the south. The areas secured are strategic because they link Damascus countryside with Daraa and Al-Quneitra. The strategic hills of Al-Arus and Serje have also given the Syrian army the upper hand to continue the military operation towards Daraa and the occupied soil of Syria by Israel, where Israeli-backed Nusra Front militants are positioned. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus countryside.